More than 326,000 people experience cardiac arrest outside of a hospital each year. About 90% of those people die because bystanders often don't know how to perform CPR or are afraid they'll do it wrong. The American Heart Association recently released updated CPR guidelines aimed at encouraging more people to jump in and help. Dr. Farhan Banji is a professor of pediatrics at McGill University and helped create the new guidelines. He told SideFX Public Media's Andrea Maraskin that you may be able to save someone's life without doing mouth-to-mouth.
I think a lot of people do still think about CPR as that lifeguard on the side of the pool giving them mouth-to-mouth. So can you give me a sense of how big a deal this is for the medical community or for the community at large?
Hands-only CPR is something that we know works. The reason that it's becoming more prominent is because we know that most victims of cardiac arrest actually don't receive any CPR. Part of the reason that they don't receive that CPR is that the person who sees them is either panicked or is afraid of hurting that individual. Most of those people have not trained in a conventional CPR course. Only about maybe 5% of the U.S. population has actually done that recently. So what we're advocating for is you can do something at that moment, something that dramatically increases the person's chance of survival.
What happens to the body during sudden cardiac arrest?
The body doesn't get any blood flow when you have a cardiac arrest. So there's no blood going to the brain or other vital organs. So the role of CPR is to push on that chest. That blood that leaves the heart as you're pushing down on it goes up to the brain, perfuses the brain, goes to the small vessels that go to the heart and perfuses the heart and gives it the best chance of recovering, and then also goes around and perfuses other vital organs like the kidney and keeps the body in the best possible shape that it could be in.
In terms of effectiveness, how does this hands-only technique compare to the CPR involving mouth-to-mouth that we think of as traditional CPR?
So hands-only CPR is very effective. We recommend that people that have taken a CPR course continue to use conventional CPR with compressions and ventilations. However, those that haven't been trained in a CPR course or those that are not willing to provide mouth-to-mouth can give compression-only CPR, and that will be as effective for most patients.
Do I need any sort of training in order to feel like I can competently perform hands-only CPR?
So the answer to that is really yes and no. If you witness somebody in a cardiac arrest, hands-only CPR doubles to triples their chance of survival. And you need to overcome that fear, overcome that panic, call 911 and get some assistance, and do something. If you really want to improve your confidence and improve your ability to provide CPR, taking either a CPR course or learning CPR through things like short video-based courses that you can take in the comfort of your own home, lasting only about 30 minutes, that will help improve your confidence and your ability to act.
Was there anything else you'd like to add before we close?
Well, I think the one key message that I take away from this is that the power to save a life is in your hands. There is a little bit of variation in hospitals when it comes to cardiac arrest, but we try to fix that and try to train it so that people do their absolute best. And we recognize that the difference between hospitals is very, very, very small relative to the difference of whether that person had CPR initiated by a bystander or whether they did not. And if you think about it, the most likely person that you're going to be doing that CPR on is someone that you love.